feel you're in a good space in life, but now you're losing your rigging. You've fallen victim to your own bullshit and the toxic agents of earwigging. Shut the hole in your face and stop leaving crumbs for the earwigs to take. Beware your own mat and the ambassadors of earwigging. You're sitting in the back of a bus. You may have been to the city doing a bit of shopping or maybe going for a job interview. Whatever it is, it's your own business. But then you look up and you see your work colleague get on. He sits down beside you. You're both very wary with each other because up to now you've had a very superficial relationship. But the journey is long and there's traffic congestion up ahead. So slowly you let your guard down and you both have a conversation about work. And eventually the topic unfolds about a person you both actively dislike. Your colleague begins, but then you stick your oar in and you divulge more information than is really necessary. And you realise you've gone over a white line. You now see your colleague look at you like you're a leech. Like he's become Night Configuration actor Killer Kane Stacey Keach. When you go back to work the next day, you find that what you thought was a permanent position is now going through a period of transition. You see already, you've sank the world, you and your mountain earwigging.
You feel you're in a good space in life.
Now you're losing your rigging. You've fallen victim to your own bullshit and the toxic agents of earwigging. Shut the hole in your face and stop leaving crumbs for the earwigs to take. Beware your own mouth and the ambassadors of earwigging. You're feeling you're in a good space in life. Now you're losing your rigging. You've fallen victim to your own bullshit, the toxic agents of earwigging. Shut the hole in your face and stop leaving crumbs for the earwigs to take. Beware your own mouth and the ambassadors of earwigging. Earwigging, 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 earwigging. You're a young lad with little sense, beginning work in a factory for a trial period. The foreman places you on an assembly line next to a housewife. Aged around 35 with blank soap opera evening eyes. After a week or so, she starts to get bored with you because you don't like watching TV and you're no crack. But you really, really need to fit in with your new work colleagues, so you tell her a little secret. You tell her there is someone you dislike on the opposite assembly line, but unfortunately for you and unknown to yourself, the person you're talking about is this woman's first cousin who is also an in-law of the boss at the firm. So when the foreman is looking for people to do weekend overtime, you say to yourself, I notice one of the names and the list is not mine. Then you twig, you kick yourself. You've limited yourself again because you're big gob and earwigging. You're feeling you're a good space in life, but now you're losing your rigging. You've fallen victim to your own bullshit and the toxic agent of earwigging. Shut the hole in your face and stop leaving crumbs for the earwigs to take. Beware your own marsh and the ambassadors of earwigging. You feel you're a good space in life, now you're losing your rigging. You've fallen victim to your own bullshit, the toxic agents of earwigging. Shut the hole in your face and stop leaving crumbs for the earwigs to take. Beware your own mouth and the ambassadors of earwigging. Earwigging, 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 earwigging. Earwigging. Earwigging, earwigging.